This show is a proud member of
the TechPodcast.com network.
Find out more about this and other shows at
www.techpodcast.com.
TechPodcast.com.
If it's tech, it's here.
Source Trunk. Your trunkload of open source.
Hi, welcome to Source Trunk episode 64, recorded on the 4th of October 2010. This podcast will try to show the listeners the more practical examples of open source and free software. I will do this by taking selected open source software and give it a little test run. With this episode, I will be drinking a Watu Triple. And I have been looking forward to introducing you the Watu Triple. It is one of the finest triples, in my opinion, you can find in Belgium. The things that make it special is, for starters, it's from the St. Bernardus Brewery, which also make the St. Bernardus Brioche, the St. Bernardus Blonde, all the different St. Bernardus beers, which are really, really good as well. And this Watu Triple carries the name of Watu, and Watu is a village in Belgium, which is a real art and crafts village, a little village where they brew the Watu Triple. And if you ever have the chance to go to Watu, the little village, you really will see that it is a village which, how should I say it? When you are there, you feel that people are at ease, people enjoy life, people are doing things with art and enjoying, for example, a really good beer on a terrace. This Watu Triple is an example of how the Watu lifestyle is. Now, without exaggerating, it is a very good triple for different reasons. It's a triple that has a bit of a balance between malt and hops. It has a little orange finishing touch and a really, really good aftertaste. Something I really like in this triple as well is the alcohol percentage, which is only 7.5%, which is, well, let's say, for example, less strong than a Duvel, for example. The Westmalle triple is a triple that's my favorite, but that is 9% alcohol. And in my opinion, it's a bit too much. So this one is, let's say, a light triple. Okay, enough talking about the triple. Let's just pour it in. And I'll do it in a little Westmalle glass just to tickle the Westmalle a bit. There you go. The color could be a bit better, but here I have my Watu Triple, a nice yellow, bit greenish though, color, which I don't like really, but the taste is just extraordinary. If you can get a Watu Triple in front of you, really just pop off its head and enjoy. Okay, enough about beer. Let's go.
System tools.
Back in Time. Back in Time is a simple backup tool for Linux inspired from Flyback Project and Time Vault. The backup is done by taking snapshots of a specified set of directories. End quote. According to the website, all you have to do is configure where to save the snapshot, what directories to backup, and when the backup should be done, manually, every hour, every day, and so on. And that is exactly what I was looking for. It had to be easy, it had to be simple, it had to be easy to use and set up, and it had to be transparent. It's for simple home use, and I don't want to be busy with configuring complete complex backup server situations. I just wanted a simple external drive backup system. Now, let's roll back a little bit. Why is backup important? That might seem obvious to a lot of people, but to a lot of people, backup is not something they think of ahead of time. Backup is something you will do after you had a disaster on your machine. For example, you have all your pictures on your laptop. When your laptop is good and in healthy state, you will have no problems. But if that hard drive crashes and you lose, let's say, 5 or 6 years worth of pictures and you have no backup at all, that's the moment where you really, really are into tears and wanted a simple solution. Most of the time, people don't set up a backup strategy or don't use backup software because it's too hard to use or it's too difficult to set up, or the software is really corporate based and it's something that you will not use in a small household. And that is why I was so charmed by the Back in Time program, because it's really, really simple. So let's keep it simple. The only goal we have here is to have a backup from, for example, a laptop to an external drive. We're not talking snapshotting here, we're just talking about a simple backup. We'll get back on the snapshots. For example, I want my wife's laptop to be backed up at all time. I want to have it done automatically without any hassle. Okay, that's where Back in Time comes in. The installation is really easy. It varies from the distribution you're using. On Ubuntu, you just go on to the Ubuntu Software Center, which is in your applications. You give in a keyword backup. You'll see a lot of backup solutions. And amongst them is Back in Time. And just install that. Of course, you can also download the sources and change the complete program to your liking. After all, it is complete open source based. Now, the features. Let's hop on over to the application itself. It is a really simple application. The first thing you have to do is configure it. And it is just one window with a few tabs where you will configure where to save the snapshots. Where do you want to save your backups? The best thing you can do is to, if you don't have a home server, to backup it to an external drive. Why is that? If you're going to backup it on the same drive of your laptop and the drive crashes, well, it defies the purpose just a little bit. So if you can, buy yourself an external hard drive and save your Back in Time snapshots over there. Now, what are those snapshots? Every time something changes in the directories you want to backup, there will be a snapshot. Back in Time will check every 10 minutes, as I have scheduled it, if there is something to do. If there is something to do, if there is a new file or a new set of files in folders, it will backup a complete snapshot of the state of those folders. That means, every time something changes in my directory structure, I will see in Back in Time a date and timestamp when a snapshot has been taken. Now, how does it work? It doesn't copy your complete home folder every 10 minutes to the external drive. It only copies the changes. It only copies what has changed. Back in Time is nothing more than a graphical interface on the rsync program and the copy and diff programs. These are used to let rsync see if there's something that has changed in the directories or files from the last time it did a backup. And it uses the hard links to make a hard link to everything that has not changed, that doesn't take up any space. And in this way, you have a complete snapshot with a complete folder and file structure pointing to the things that has not changed at all. So if I have changed a OpenOffice document, for example, the only thing that will be added in the snapshot are those changes in the OpenOffice document, but not all the other files that have not changed at all. Those will be just hard links. If you didn't understand what I've just said in the last 30 seconds, don't care about it. It is only how it works in the back end. So rewind. If you want to use Back in Time and you don't care about the mechanics behind it, then it's really simple. Install Back in Time. You have to make first the settings. You define where you want your snapshots to be saved, on your external hard drive or, for example, a little home server. You set it on every 5 minutes, 10 minutes, an hour, a day, week or month. You include the folders you want to have backed up. So there you can add different folders, for example, your home directory or some other media folders you have on your system. You can set the exclude files, the folders and patterns you don't want to include in your backup scheme. And you can specify when it should remove stuff from the external hard drive. For example, if they're older than 10 months or years or weeks, or for example, if the free space on the external device is less than X number of gigabytes, or you can do a smart remove. And a smart remove will use a complete algorithm that has been made by the developer. In this case, it will keep all the snapshots from today and yesterday. It will keep one snapshot for the last week and one for 2 weeks ago, one snapshot per month for all previous months of this year, and one snapshot per year for all previous years. So you always can go back to a version that is important to you. If you name your snapshots, it will, if you include this, it will give you the option to not remove any named snapshots, something you don't want to have removed at all, for example. Another thing you can have it do is enable on notifications that you can see what is going on, and then you have some expert options, which are, for example, that you can make a schedule per included folder, that it will do a job per folder that it will backup. Once you have defined your backup strategy, which is a big word for just clicking some questions, you can close back in time, and it will automatically, every 10 minutes, if you have set it on 10 minutes, back up your directories you have defined. Back in time uses a cron job, which runs in the background of your system. And once in a while, you can open back in time to see which snapshots have been created on the external drive. Now comes the fun part. How do you retrieve files you have deleted? Very easily. You browse to a snapshot, and you'll always have a date and a specified time when the snapshot has been performed. Once you have taken the snapshot, you can browse to your directories and see the files that are still in your backup, but, for example, not anymore in your home directory because you have deleted them or have new files and so on and so on. And then it's enough to just right-click on the file and say restore, and it will restore the file to its original location. If there is already a file with the same name, it will add a suffix backup to it so that you can compare between the different versions. So you'll never lose material. You'll always have a sort of snapshot-based way to go back to a version of a file or to go back to a complete state of your home directory, let's say hours back or days back or even months back. And it's really easy to use, and it's really crystal clear how it works. I did not read a single line of documentation. I just used the application. It is very easy. It doesn't have a lot of buttons. It is backup. I made a mistake. Restore. That's the only thing. Once in a while, you should check if back in time is still doing its job by opening the application and looking in the external hard drive if it has not filled up anyhow. So better not to be too much reliant on any backup software. Always do a test if it still works. Back in time, it's even fun to do so. It's even fun to go back in time and see how your home directory, for example, evolved. I really, really, really love this program. Another nice feature here is that you can compare different snapshots. If you want, you can look at the differences between one snapshot and another. So in back in time, I right click on a directory, documents, for example, I hit snapshots, and there I can see all the snapshots that have been taken. I can select a snapshot and I can ask a diff with another snapshot to see what the differences are between those two snapshots. It uses the meld program to show you the differences between your different states of your documents folder. And this is just really cool. It's really making recovery easy and clear for users who don't want to be bothered with schemes, agents, all that stuff. Just having healthy way of getting back wrongly deleted material. Some extras, you can also use back in time via the console. Maybe you want to make some scripts which do a backup when you want it, or even give you an automated snapshot list of all the stuff that has been backupped. Maybe you want to have a mail every day to warn you that there has effectively been a snapshot that day, or how many snapshots it has made for you. So you even can tweak it a bit more than the simple graphical user interface can allow you. And that's it. Nothing more to tell about this program. It's a really, really lovely program. If, on the other hand, you are more interested in going for a corporate solution, then, well, this is not your thing. Maybe you have a client environment with 100 laptops and you don't have the time to install a very large corporate backup server, then probably you could set up on every laptop individually a back in time application. It could do the trick really nicely, but most of the time you would rather go for a Zamanda or Bakula solution, which are also open source server solutions, but those are bit more complicated and it will take more of your time to install this and configure this. So if you really want to be safe right now at this minute, well, just install back in time and you don't have to worry about a thing anymore. It'll cost you 5 minutes of your time, and I can assure you, when your hard drive crashes, you really, really will be glad that you have an external drive where you have snapshots of your data. The author is Opriya Dan. I hope I pronounced his name correctly. The availability, well, it can be downloaded from source if you want. There is a Ubuntu repository, also a Fedora repository, a Mandriva repository. I hoped that this was included in the newest Ubuntu 10.10 as a basis, as a basic backup solution, but I had to install it. Too bad. This is the kind of software that, in my humble opinion, should be included in a distribution from the start, so that people, if they want to backup, immediately can take something like this in their hands and just see how easy it is to do backups and recoveries. The latest release is 1.0. You can get it from backintime.le-web.org, and I love the le-web domain name. I'm a bit jealous. Okay. The license is open source, but it was difficult to find out which one. Well, it was not difficult. I just downloaded the sources of Back in Time, and there I could see it was GNU General Public License. How to support it? Well, on the website of Back in Time, there are two donate buttons. I really can encourage you, if you like this program, if you see that it is working and doing everything you hoped for, just donate. Even a small amount can make a difference. If you are using it in a corporate environment, well, just try to get management to donate a large amount of money to this lovely project, which will be, I guess, a long time in my household. In my previous job as a sysadmin, I have made a lot of rsync scripts, which used also the hard links strategy. And I must say, it was a pain to program it all, and just having a really nice graphical interface to retrieve everything is just a bonus. If you can, really, really, you should donate to this really lovely project. Okay, a little request to send more beer bin information. On sourcing.com, I have a little beer bin where I try to get some addresses from all over the world where they pour a really nice Belgian beer. So if you know of a pub next to you or in a vicinity or in a town you have visited a while ago and they had a really good Belgian beer, just drop me a line and I'll put it in the beer bin. Okay, let's wrap it up. Leave your comments on sourcedrunk.com or mail me directly via sourcedrunk@gmail.com. I'm leaving you with Mr. Lovely by Beth Forley. Have a wonderful week. Thanks for your time and good hunting.